Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So yesterday, when the New York City Health Commissioner, Dr. Thomas Farley, was here to talk about heat-related health concerns, we took a call from Shri, a listener in Borough Park, who suggested doing something that may sound unorthodox to you, but certainly is, he says, popular in many parts of the world, drinking hot tea in hot weather.
Hi. So my suggestion is that people drink hot tea, because I'm from India where, you know, it's obviously really hot. And it helps to cool you down, and you don't really feel a jarring feeling from going from the AC inside to the street outside. You know, you just sweat it out a little bit, and it's much more natural.
Even if it's humid, Shri?
That's right, yeah.
You agree, Commissioner?
Well, that's the first I've heard about drinking hot tea at a time when it's hot, and I'm not sure that it makes that much difference whether the temperature of the fluids you're drinking. The key is for people to be drinking fluids.
All right. So the commissioner was certainly skeptical, although judging by the comments on our website that poured in after that, many of you are familiar with the tradition of drinking hot drinks to cope with heat. So we're going to take your phone calls just for the last 5 minutes of the show here. If this is something that you have done from wherever you come from. And we'll also talk to Dr. Aaron Carroll, co-author of Don't Swallow Your Gum, Myths, Half-Truths, and Outright Lies About Your Body and Health. Hi, Dr. Carroll.
Hi, how are you?
Good. But let's listen to Mohammed in Hoboken first. Hi, Mohammed. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for putting me on.
So you drink hot stuff in hot weather?
That's exactly right. I drink a special tea with it's just hot water with sugar and some mint, and it makes me feel very refreshed, and I never sweat when I have it, and I almost don't notice the heat.
Why don't you drink iced tea?
Well, the ice was very hard to come by.
There you go. There you go, in the desert. Jenks in Manhattan. Did I say your name right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Hi. So you're from India?
No, I'm an American, actually, but I've been living in India for over 50 years.
Uh-huh.
And I found what they say about drinking a warm, not piping hot, liquid like tea, or as the last gentleman said, with a little mint in it, a lot more cooling than an ice drink. And it's the same with showers. A cold shower will make you feel very hot when you go out, whereas a lukewarm one will make you feel a lot more comfortable. This is 50 years of experience.
Thanks. So we've got one from Israel, one from India. Carolyn in Great Neck, you lived in the Amazon?
Yes, for a couple of years when I was younger. And they always, tea was a big deal, and also hot peppers. And as a nurse, I think I know the reason. I think it's because when you drink something cold, it takes more energy in your body to warm it up, which would make you warmer. Therefore, if you drink something warm, it dilates your blood vessels and lets you cool off.
Carolyn, thank you very much. And that brings us to Dr. Aaron Carroll, co-author of Don't Swallow Your Gum, Myths, Half-Truths, and Outright Lies About Your Body and Health. What do you think about Carolyn's theory there?
Well, I think what you're seeing here is that there's some cultural differences, and that, you know, some people are coming down on the side of a hot beverage and some people a cold beverage, and even some people in the middle with a beverage that's sort of perhaps room temperature. And the truth of the matter is it doesn't really matter. The health commissioner was correct, and it's actually how much fluid you're actually going to take in. A hot or cold beverage is not going to change your body temperature that much. Your body is already very good at regulating its own temperature. It knows how to cool itself down. It knows how to heat itself up. And no matter which of the beverages you ingest, it's not going to make much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There has been some research, however, in looking at people who exercise a lot, mm-hmm. about whether cold or hot beverages or room temperature beverages make any difference. And what little evidence there is shows that hot beverages actually do wind up heating up the body a tiny amount, but it's a really tiny amount. But what's more important is that there's actually some evidence that cold beverages will lead you to drink more, and that if you drink cold beverages, you wind up drinking more. And since what seems to be the most important is getting enough hydration, if you had to err on any either side, probably the cold beverages are a little bit better.
Right.
But as I said before, the evidence is all over the place.
All right. Let's see. Meg in on Long Island, when you did some serious backpacking, you learned what?
Well, we were we lived in Colorado. We did a lot of serious backpacking in places like Utah in hot summer weather, and we were always told by the backpacking community that you should drink hot beverages. We would drink tea, we would carry tea bags, and also hot bouillon. I think a reason was given at the time, but this was a long time ago, and I've forgotten. And, of course, it may be there's a practical reason you don't carry too much ice when you're backpacking.
Meg, thank you. I'm going to leave it there. Now, Dr. Shri, the original caller, said that one of the ways it cooled you down was because it made you sweat. And we had a caller from Bangladesh who didn't want to wait and go on the line, who was going to say the exact same thing. It actually makes you sweat, which actually cools you down. Anything to that scientifically that you know of? And we have 20 seconds left.
Well, sweating does cool you down, but you have to remember that when you sweat, you're actually dehydrating yourself somewhat. So the potential benefit of the sweating is counteracted by the actual need for more water to begin with. And so there might be some truth to that, but it doesn't cool you down any faster.
Dr. Aaron Carroll, co-author of Don't Swallow Your Gum, Myths, Have Truths and Outright Lies About Your Body and Health. He's also the director of the Center for Health Policy and Professionalism Research at the Indiana University School of Medicine. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Stay cool, everybody. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett produced this program. We had intern help today from Alana Casanova-Burgess. And our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the Audio Controls. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.